Marvelicious Toys is brought to you in part by Dorkside Toys. At DorksideToys.com, you can get the latest Marvel toys, as well as Star Wars, G.I. Joe, The Walking Dead, and more. Run by toy fans, you can be assured your order will be given great attention and packed with care. Sign up to their social channels now for stock alerts, reviews, and toy and movie news. DorksideToys.com. You'd be a dork not to shop there. Welcome to Marvelicious Toys, hosted by Justin and his amazing friends, Arnie and Marjorie. We bring you news and reviews of Marvel toys, statues, and more, because not all Marvel collections can be bagged and boarded. They're not just toys, they're Marvelicious.
Welcome to issue 143 of Marvelicious Toys. I'm Marjorie.
I'm Arnie, and I'm intimidated. We're recording with a celebrity.
I know. Somebody went viral on this show.
Oh, you mean on the internet? I was like, did my doctor call you? And this is Justin. I'm no celebrity. I had 2 minutes of internet fame. It was fun. It's over.
But it was really cool to see people who didn't know you, but I knew, posting about my friend's stuff. And I was like, holy shit, this is reaching across the world.
It was pretty crazy, I will say that. There's a guy that I work with who had posted it on his blog and didn't realize for 3 days that it was me.
Wow. And I just want to compliment you. For those who haven't seen, and I really hope everyone has seen, I mean, it was posted about on the NFL website. It was posted about on so many major websites that I just go to and saw you there. But you did some amazing Marvel NFL helmet mashup designs that, I mean, your work, I'm taking it was all graphical, but it looks like photographs of real helmets, and you got so inventive. How many did you do?
Well, there's 32 teams in the NFL, and I did one for each team, so all 32.
Wow. I would totally wear the Carnage symbiote one.
That one was a favorite of mine, too. There's a few that I struggled with, like, you know, trying to tie in a theme or a color of the character. And, you know, that one kind of came to me after a while. I was like, what can I do here? I was like, oh, wait, this is going to work out well.
I think that the Cleveland things were pretty cool. That one was awesome.
That was fun. I was struggling with that one. That one was about to be Magneto, because I couldn't come up with anything else.
And I love the Indianapolis Galactus.
I was thinking of you when I made that one. I was like, I need to make one that Marjorie's going to really like.
Yes.
Well, the Rocket Raccoon one was awesome.
Yeah, and the Kansas City Spideys. I love these. And okay, the Pittsburgh Hydra might be my favorite one, I'll be honest. I love that multicolor Hydra logo that looks just like the Steelers logo.
Yeah, it was definitely a fun project. I mean, I worked on it, you know, here and there for a few months and, you know, just tried to get certain things right. And after it happened, I saw a lot of comments of people had some good ideas, and some people were like, oh, you should have done this, or you missed an opportunity here. And you know, at the end of the day, I think it's just fun that people looked at them and it got their creative juices flowing. You know, they came up with their other ideas. I was like, oh, yeah, that would have been cool, too. So, yeah, I enjoyed it. It was crazy. And I kind of feel like that might be it for me, right? Did I peak and am I done now?
I wonder that every day about you.
That's got to be it for Justin. There can't be any more.
No, I was completely just happy for you, and seeing it come up again and again and again, and people sharing it to your wall. That's just very cool. And you're now rolling in all that internet money.
Yep. Every YouTube dollar is coming my way. Yeah, that's one thing about internet fame. It's fleeting, and it's not nearly as profitable as you might think.
Is it not at all?
As in not at all. But you know what? Come on. We kind of knew that already. We've been in the podcast game for quite a while.
10 years here.
Yeah, you guys have been at it for a while.
Still waiting for that internet money. To quit the day job money that was promised.
Exactly.
By my own insane imagination.
Someday somebody will swoop down and just pay us a lot of money to do nothing but talk.
Or shut up.
Yeah, either way. I'm open for suggestions.
But no, I mean, seriously, back on topic, that was just amazing, sir. You launched it perfectly. You launched it the day Avengers came out. I mean, everyone was talking Avengers. Everyone was talking Justin.
Mm-hmm. And just, I mean, not to toot my own horn, but there was a little bit more of a twist to it there, too, as far as like timing goes. Because if I'm going to pat myself on the back over anything, it was the timing. And it's because, like you said, Avengers was coming out and the NFL draft was happening that same day.
That's right. That's right. I read that in some of the articles. I would never have known that.
So it was a perfect convergence of the two worlds anyway at that moment. So I was pretty happy with myself to get it done and out there at the right time.
It's amazing. I hope that it turns into something.
Well, thank you, guys. I'm humbled by your kind words. It was a neat experience. I will say that.
And speaking of Avengers, we haven't had a show in a while. And since Avengers came out, we did an early show then so that we got another one in before Avengers. And this is our first one since. People may have heard my thoughts. We talked about it for about 2 hours over at nowplayingpodcast.com. But Justin, I still haven't talked to you about it. What did you think?
You know, overall, I liked it. It was, to me, more fun than the first Avengers because there's less setup involved. It was like, we already know these characters. Let's just get going. So I dug that. And visually, it was gorgeous. And I don't know. I mean, if I had to nitpick anything, I'm still not sure why Ultron needed to move his mouth. That was just a little creepy.
It is a little creepy, isn't it?
I left the theater with one question, though. It's like, why do you get a guy like James Spader and then only use his voice? I was certain he was going to play a character that worked with Tony that then somehow like his intelligence became part of Ultron. But it was just, nope, just a voice.
He did full body mocap.
Did he do the mocap too?
He was on set in a spandex outfit because what we all want to see is James Spader in a spandex outfit.
Very true. Very true. I don't know, Marjorie, what did you think?
It was okay. It wasn't the best. I still think that Winter Soldier might be the best Marvel movie, followed by like Iron Man and Avengers 1. I felt there were way too many people in this movie. Like, just between Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch, and then you have Vision and Ultron. Way too much. Although I did love the little party scene where they're all trying to pick up Thor's hammer and Cap moves it a little. I thought that was great, which we saw in the trailer. But it was okay. It was good. It was not the fun of the first one, but it was good.
I you know what? If you thought there's too many people in this movie, I fear what you're going to think of Civil War, because that sounds like it's shaping up to be just anybody and everybody who's ever been mentioned in the Marvel Universe.
I've been keeping count because, you know, I was getting a sketch cover of every comic character who appeared in Age of Ultron. And it may not be their movie likeness. Like, I'm not going to get a creepy bearded Andy Serkis. No, I'm going to get Claw with his radar dish hand.
Right.
But I came up with there were 20 in there, but counting all the announced things and all the other things that aren't announced but we know, like Spider-Man, I'm up to 19 already in Civil War.
Yeah.
But it's a Captain America movie, not an Avengers movie. I gotta think it's gonna be something like that new Avengers team we saw at the end of Age of Ultron will open with Cap leading them on a strike, and then something happens where Cap has to go off on his own. So they were kind of, you know, in the beginning, they make rally in the end. But if it's a Captain America movie, I gotta think it's gonna be Captain America's story.
Yeah, I mean, you would think. But it's also going to have, you know, Tony Stark in it, obviously, too. So it's like, it almost could be considered Cap 3, Iron Man 4.
True. Of course, I have my own personal theory about that, that we may see the death of Tony Stark or the end of Iron Man.
Or the end of Cap. Like, I guarantee you we're seeing the end of one of those two guys' contract. I'm just not sure who.
They're keeping Downey's under wraps. But when they signed him for Iron Man 3, they also assigned him for Avengers 2 and 3. And Cap is signed for Captain America 3 and Avengers 3, and I think 4. So I'm wondering if when they decided to split Avengers 3 into two movies, Downey said, no, well, we have you under contract for one more movie, so let's make it Cap 3, and that will be a great story that writes Iron Man out, so we're not wondering where he is in Avengers 3 before he makes his triumphant return out unexpectedly in Part 4.
Unless they back up the money truck, right?
True, but they still have to back up the money truck for that unexpected return in 4.
Right. Well, I don't know. The way I kind of see, I mean, and obviously this is all speculation and a movie coming out next summer, but I kind of feel like it might be Chris Evans because I feel like they're grooming Falcon to be the new Cap. I mean, if you look at his costume, it's very similar to Cap's costume, just different colors and without the stripes and the stars.
No, they can't kill Cap.
I mean, like you said, he's 96. He's getting up there.
I know. He is pretty old, but it's Captain America.
They've killed him multiple times or had him retire. Or
but he comes back.
Or replaced.
He can't leave.
But no, all in all, getting back to Avengers, I feel like at the end of that movie, it was a little depressing. It's like, are we seeing the end of some of these characters? But obviously we know a lot of them will be back to finish up Avengers 3 and 4. But geez, I don't know. It's starting to feel like the end of an era.
Yeah, we're not there yet. I think Avengers 3 will have that big feeling, but we got Ant-Man before that. You know, we're talking about Captain America 3 and Avengers 3.
Talking right over Ant-Man.
I think that's okay. I think everyone just kind of wants to pretend this isn't going to exist.
I'm not in that camp. I'm not going to say that definitively. I will say that I'm cautiously optimistic. The trailers, well, they look okay.
Yeah, looks like there's some good humor there. That Thomas the Tank Engine thing is, I think that's pretty funny. That's a nice sight gag.
It is. I wonder if it undercuts the whole tension of it if they keep cutting away like that, though. And the reason I understand the big difference between what they were doing with Edgar Wright and this new director is that Edgar Wright was too cheeky. It was too funny. It was very Scott Pilgrim jokey and not in the tone of the Marvel Universe. They wanted someone to serious it up. And so what we're seeing is the more serious Ant-Man.
Okay. Let's just hope it's the good Ant-Man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with Arnie. I'm cautiously optimistic about it. You know, they haven't given me any reason to be 100% scared yet. But, you know, I know everybody thinks that the bottom's going to fall out eventually. I just don't think it's going to be on Ant-Man.
Well, also in the meantime, Marjorie and I went to C2E2 and Wizard World St. Louis. Not a whole lot of toy buying. I did buy a giant Hulkbuster maquette exclusive edition at C2E2 and then had to walk all around the con floor and then the convention center hall and then down the convention center wing and then wait for about 20 minutes while Marjorie got the car, all while being gawked at for carrying a statue about half as tall as I am.
Marjorie sent me a picture of you buying that. And I was waiting for the second picture of you guys trying to figure out how the hell to get into a car.
Luckily, we took my car and it fit in the back seat.
And it was raining.
Yes.
Oh, man. And there's not a bag big enough. You could have got like one of those big hefty garbage bags and maybe it would have fit in there. But
it was not going to fit in the giant garbage bag.
Holy cow. And is that thing's got to be heavy too, right?
It wasn't light. It's probably 25 pounds or so.
Oh, okay. I was like, the looks of it, I would guess 100 pounds.
Oh, no, no, no. Nothing like that. I mean.
But it's a big hulking piece.
It's a Hulk-busting piece.
Hulk-busting piece.
That was really the big purchase there, other than a couple really kick-ass sketch covers. I got my Iron Man up there and got a classic, like, you can see his muscles in the armor, that school of Iron Man, and Marjorie got her first sketch cover, a Rocket Raccoon.
It was a spur-of-the-moment purchase. Somebody had it for sale at their booth, and it's super cute because he's got little hearts looking at Groot.
Yeah, I like the style that artist did.
I like that one a lot. It's very cute.
And I got a Thor, but the artist went a different way with it, so I'm not sure if it's my Age of Ultron Thor. I gave it to him, and he's a great artist. Michael Dooney, he did a great Dark Phoenix for me back in 2013. One of my favorite covers with the background and things. So I dropped off a cover and asked him to do a Thor. And I think he prefers to draw the ladies. He goes, okay, Lady Thor, the new Thor. And it's an awesome Lady Thor. And we now all know that that's
Jane,
yes. But I don't know if that's going to be my Age of Ultron collection, Thor. That's going a little too comic-y with it. It's like, people won't understand that one who will just know the movies.
Exactly. It's still a cool piece of art, right?
Absolutely. I love it to death. It
just doesn't check the box of needing Thor in an Ultron cover.
Exactly.
So at C2E2, an artist whose work I really, really, really love was there, and Arnie alerted me to it. So I ordered a sketch pre-con, which I've never done.
I'm a bad influence.
You are, because typically my sketches, I go up and down the artist alley aisles, and I like the person who does, like, quickie sketches for $20, or I come back the next day and get a $20 sketch, because I've gotten some really great art that I've paid less than $25 for. I mean, I've gotten some fantastic Wolverines. I think I got a fantastic MODOK one year at San Diego. Love that stuff. So I splurged and spent like $100 on a piece of art from the guy who drew Superhero Squad, the cartoon.
Cool.
Yeah, he did all the title cards for the cartoons. His name is Christopher Jones. So I had him draw my two favorite Marvel characters that are a pair in the facing each other, like it was on the famous comic. I did Captain America and Winter Soldier.
Yeah, it's kind of a representation of Captain America 14 that had Winter Soldier and Cap kind of facing off against each other.
That's pretty sweet.
Yes, and then I'm having it colored, so it's in someone else's hands right now because it was a black and white sketch. So I've got someone coloring it, and then I'm not going to promise anything, but it may end up tattooed somewhere.
Wow.
Because it's really cool, and I've been itching to get some more tattoos. But I thought that'd look really cool in the back of my calves, so it'd be like the comic book. I'd get one on each calf.
Oh, yeah, that would be cool.
So that was my splurge.
We also had a couple celebrity encounters. I did get a couple autographs there. Ming-Na Wen was there from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
All right.
She is hot. Can you guess how old she is?
Oh, I don't like doing that because I feel like either way I lose, right? Guess too young. Well, I always go younger than you think, right? I'll say 24.
50.
24. She's on the single guy, Justin.
Which was 24 years ago.
Was that the Jonathan Silverman show?
Yes.
I can't believe I recalled that.
It was an awesome show.
I watched it and I liked her on it. I think I came off like a stalker when I said, I've been watching. I actually said to her, because you always try to think of something to say. You got like 1 minute and you're not going to have an interview very often. I did have one with Mark Hamill, but you're not usually going to have a deep, meaningful conversation. You're looking for some polite banality to compliment them on their work while they sign your stuff for money.
Sure.
And so I went up and I gave it to her and I decided I was going to talk about not Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because she's done a lot of work. She was on ER. I mean, I've seen her in a lot of stuff. So I handed it to her and said, I love your work. I've been watching you since The Single Guy. And I paused and went, but not in a stalkery kind of way.
How'd she reply to that?
She goes, oh, you just watch a lot of TV. The other thing that was interesting about C2E2 is we're walking around there and I'm perplexed. I can't believe all the Carmen Sandiego cosplayers there. Purple outfits, red hats. I'm like, where in the world are they? Where did the world did they come from?
Yeah.
It turns out they aren't Carmen Sandiego. They're Agent Carter.
I'm sure we're not the only ones to make that mistake. I mean, they've got the hat. They look like Carmen Sandiego.
There was an army of Hayley Atwell devotees, and the line for her autograph was exceptionally long.
Well, that show was more popular than I thought it was.
It was on the cusp. They actually, on her autograph sign, had a taped 8x11 piece of paper with, you know, with the lines on it like school paper that said FAQ. We don't know if the show is coming back next year. We should find out in the next couple weeks.
Oh, wow.
So you can tell she got that question a little bit too much.
Once or twice.
I did luck out on Sunday. She was at the Wizard World convention that we'll talk about in a minute. So I knew I had a second chance. I wasn't like, I gotta get my Captain America DVD signed. But on Sunday afternoon, walk over there. She'd gone to do a panel. The line was mercifully short, and I was like fifth person from the front. I waited like a half hour for her to return. So again, you got that 30 seconds. What do you talk about? I have no idea what to talk about with Hayley Atwell.
You looked really good when you were playing someone who's 96.
That makeup was amazing. So I walked up and handed her the DVD cover. And then I looked at her wrist and I go, oh, is that an Apple Watch? And she goes, yes, it is. And I go, oh, I've ordered one, but don't have it yet. What do you think? Oh, I love it. There's my 30 seconds with Haley Atwell.
Product placement.
I'm actually wondering how she got one. We were like, it was the weekend of launch. I mean, did Marvel Studios get one for all their peeps? Did C2E2 make a deal with Apple that their celebrities would wear them? Does she know somebody? Was she up at midnight ordering? A question for the next convention.
How big of a celebrity are you? Are you get a free Apple Watch big, or did you have to get it yourself?
Maybe they were giving them out at the Avengers premiere. Maybe everyone who attended got one. You know, they like to give gift bags to Hollywood people. And then we went to Wizard World St. Louis.
Well, I shouldn't have had the convention on Memorial Day weekend. How about that?
Yeah.
That seemed to be kind of a big, huh? Because you and I wondered how the hell that was going to work. And, well, how it worked was it was not crowded. I would say probably a quarter of the vendors were non-comic, non-anything you'd expect to find at a Comic-Con. Like the guy who was selling gutter screens. But he did dress like the Hulk.
I was really worried when we were walking down an aisle and somebody was not joking. They were not cosplaying. They had a booth when they said, would you like to enter for free LASIK surgery?
Not kidding.
Wow. That means that they didn't have enough tables and booths sold and they just went out and gave away booths to whoever could take them at the last minute.
Yes, because you could also remodel your bathroom there because there was a company that sold bathtub liners, like Rebath. They were next to the LASIK surgery girls who were really trying to give away LASIK surgery.
Did you guys get the exclusive caulking?
Just give you an idea how small it was and how, and they spaced out the booths a lot. So it felt like a lot and you walked in, but then you're like, oh, wait, we're halfway done. And it was in the football stadium, which I think are 100 yards long, right?
Yeah. Wow. It was on the football field?
Well, it was cement.
Right. But like in the stadium where the field is.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know what it's called. It used to be the TWA Dome.
I think that's interesting that it would be held on a football stadium field.
They hold concerts in there.
Yeah. I'm just saying a convention, though. I've never even considered, like, a football field for that. But that's the most interesting thing about that con, I guess, then, is where it was held.
Well, we did get a couple of bargains and get to see our sponsor, Dorkside Toys, who had a Funkotastic booth there. Tons of Funko items, pop vinyls, to taller than I was. And I bought only a couple of things there. I got old San Diego Comic-Con exclusive Thor and Captain America figures.
Hmm. The Marvel Universe ones?
Yeah.
Nice.
And I got a figure I'd never gotten from the Wolverine, the X-Men Origins Wolverine 3¾-inch line. I got a nice mint on card Gambit.
Ooh, very nice.
And I got all three of those figures for $75.
Wow. Not bad. Did you get, was it the black and white cap or was it the other one, the World War II looking cap?
World War II.
Nice. Because I think there was two of them that year.
Yeah, there was the black and white cap.
Yep.
This is the one with the classic shield.
Very nice. Did it come with the slip sleeve and everything?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, you got a good deal then.
He wanted 40 apiece for those and 25 for Gambit. So we got a good deal. And those weren't bad prices to begin with.
No kidding.
So there hasn't been too much shopping there, but there was a little bit in
the Spectacular Store Report.
Remember Toy Fair, Justin? It seems so long ago.
It does.
Remember when we got our first look at Dorbs from the Vinyl Sugar line from Funko's designer label?
Oh, I kind of forgot about Dorbs. You're right. That was Toy Fair.
Yeah, it was. They were super cute. They were adorbsable.
Yeah, I think, didn't you say that the name just put you off?
Yeah. I think Marjorie and I said it in unison. It sounded like something a 13-year-old girl would say.
It is something a 13-year-old girl would say, I'm positive. I have millennials working for me. This is how they talk.
Yeah, it makes me nauseous.
Oh, God.
OMG. We're old.
Yeah, we are.
Remember how Funko said that the Dorbs line was going to be a more collectible line? They were going to save it for specialty outlets and
smaller retailers.
Yeah, and you wouldn't do exclusives right off the bat. They'd done that with the Pops. They were going start just with the basic dwarves until maybe San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
Dwarves have initially been spotted, the first shipments, at Hot Topic, along with the Hot Topic exclusive Rocket Raccoon dwarves.
They just couldn't help themselves.
Well, what's happening is, when you don't have something that's like that for the smaller retailers, once you put it in Target or Walmart or Walgreens, you're going to kill it for your average Joe. I mean, people like Dorkside Toys, how are they going to compete with that?
True. By offering anybody with $3,000 a chance at an exclusive.
That's true, too. I have $3,000. I should get an exclusive.
I think it's more than three, but... Yeah, I also did get a Dwarves, our Marvel Collector Core box arrived with its exclusive Hulkbuster Funko, which was awesome. It came with an Ultron Dwarves.
Oh, wow. Is that exclusive at all, or is it just the Dwarf that you can pick up when it's available at stores?
It's the regular one, but it was free in the box, or free with the box, included with the box. And then they did a number of different shirts, and I got a cool one. They were all versus shirts, and I think mine was Cap versus Ultron, and a patch and a pin. So definitely more than, if I'd bought all this individually, it would have cost certainly more than the box.
All right. You know, speaking of Funko and non-exclusive stuff, I was able to pick out the one Mystery Mini that I wanted from the Avengers line. I found the Hulkbuster just by weight alone. So if anybody's looking just for the Hulkbuster and you come across that display case, I believe they're evenly spaced and there's no chases or short pack ones. Just try to find the heaviest one, and that's the Hulkbuster.
Yeah, I picked up a case knowing it was a full set.
Yeah.
What's funny is those don't thrill me. I don't like the Marvel ones because they're bobbly.
Yeah, and the style, we've talked about it in the past, the style on those is a little off.
Yeah.
From their other lines, but I did want the Hulkbuster in that line, so... It was easier to find than other ones being blind packaged the way they are.
Well, speaking of Hulkbuster, kind of good news, bad news situation. Diamond Select announced a new Disney store exclusive of their Marvel Select figure. It is a Hulkbuster.
Yay!
And it's certainly not to scale with the Marvel Select Hulk.
That looks exactly the same style as the Toy Biz Marvel Legends Hulkbuster. And even the Hasbro Marvel Universe, you know, 3 3/4 inch one from the, actually it was the Iron Man 2 line when they did the smaller Hulkbuster.
Yeah, where I think this really rocks though is you put it next to a Legends Hulk.
Yeah.
This is one of those like the Juggernaut and the big figures, Thanos, that you get to put with your Legends figures. And then you got some nice scale going on.
Yeah, it looks like it's got a nice metallic-y red paint to it. And the fingers almost look like they're articulated, but they don't seem to be posed any differently from picture to picture. So I can't tell if they actually are, if that's just the way it's sculpted.
I don't think they are, but kind of cool. There's a lot of detail to it. I mean, I love the Marvel Select figures. I was getting this anyway, never mind that it's a Hulkbuster, and that's really awesome.
Yeah, and you know, at that price, it's hard to say no to.
There's currently a Marvel Shop exclusive. All the Marvel Shop exclusives have shown up in Disney stores. I'm waiting for one of their discount coupons that come out every month or something like that to really, before I order it online at full price plus shipping.
Yeah.
And the last thing I've been picking up, not so much in stores, but every once in a while in stores, at cons, what have you, is Marvel has been doing those Star Wars action figure variant covers by John Tyler Christopher, recreating, you know, he's painting original depictions, but very vintage style, like the vintage figures.
Right, like they look like carded figures.
Yes.
But different artwork than the original carded figures.
Yeah, exactly. And the figures aren't exact, right? You know, if you know the figures, you're going to know something's off.
Right.
Well, with the new Secret Wars comics coming out, they had teased one comic with the Secret Wars action figures, like the old Mattel action figure line that I collect.
Nice.
And I picked you up a copy, Justin, too, because yeah. It was Deadpool.
Oh, awesome.
But now they've expanded it, and they've got a whole bunch coming. They did Deadpool, Black Panther, Black Suit Spider-Man, Female Thor, Marvel Now, Cyclops. I mean, they're just doing a whole lot of these and they are awesome. So I am like picking all of these up. But he really got me jazzed to the point that I had to contact him on Twitter. I met him at C2E2. Very nice guy. But they're not just stopping at Secret Wars. Oh no. Coming up soon, an Uncanny X-Men Jean Grey.
Ooh.
From the Toy Biz line with the orange card.
Oh, nice.
He's going deep. He's a collector himself. We got geeking out about the Dark Side figures with Vermin and Doctor Strange. So any action figure collector, I mean, it's just hitting my sweet spot. He's doing all these older figures, although I would kill for him to do an MU one.
Yeah, that would be neat.
And Marvel Universe, if you have any carded, hold on to those, because I think that those were the last great Marvel action figures. They were like the peak when action figure technology was at its highest and the detail was at its highest before the costs became too high and they're now reducing the articulation. The cheapest Marvel Universe figures, the ones that we'd like trip over in stores, were $25 at
Multiple Man.
I didn't even see a Multiple Man, but I saw several Captain Americas, Spider-Mans, Iron Mans. The movie lines didn't hold up, but the cheapest MUs were like $20 and most were $30 and up.
Wow. Yeah, we didn't know what we had until it was gone. Yeah, that would be neat to see some variant covers in that style too, though.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to collecting more of those. And for people who kind of like us focus more on the toys than the comics, you know, I got the Marvel Unlimited subscription, so I get the comics in 6 months anyway. That this is a real cool way to go about it. But there's been a lot more interesting toy talk in
Sales to Astonish.
So have you been over to Entertainment Earth and ordered your Guardians of the Galaxy set yet?
That went on sale the day we were going to C2E2, and we were taking a half day off work or leaving work early to go. And just as I was packing up my things at my desk, I get a text message: Entertainment Earth exclusive Guardians of the Galaxy set. So I sit back down and place an order before hitting the road. And then they call me while I'm on the road because there was an issue with, I think, my zip code or something strange like that. And I'm like, oh, by the way, there was a $20 coupon code I found after ordering. Can you apply that? Oh, sure. No problem. Great customer service.
Very nice.
I mean, they called me to get me $20.
Well, they called you for more than that, right?
Right. But she said she was going to offer it anyway. Now, this is a pretty cool set. A lot of it seems to be repaints, though. I mean, it looks like we're getting that Groot again, but with a comic-styled head, so it's a new sculpted headpiece.
Yeah, there's some newness here. And you know what? Like, at first glance, like you said, it feels like repacks and repaints. But, you know, if I hadn't got that Star-Lord just last year at Comic-Con, this would feel totally new. But I feel like the Star-Lord in this style kind of blows. The load has been blown on him already, right? Rocket seems to be the same sculpt from the Build-A-Figure wave.
No. This pisses me off. That is the Rocket I paid $100 for with my Marvel Unlimited subscription.
Oh, that's right.
The variant Blue Rocket.
No. It's that one came with white gloves or something, right?
Oh, yes. That's totally the difference. It's not the same because of that.
No, but what you're bringing up is that this is the third version of that Rocket. I forgot about that other one.
You're right, though. It did have white gloves.
But this might be a new head. The head looks slightly different here. And Gamora looks to be all new.
Yeah, I think Gamora is completely new.
And once again, they're teasing soft goods. And I don't think we have yet to get a Marvel Legends figure that actually uses soft goods, but this looks like it's the final production shot, so we might finally get a soft good figure.
And then there's a sixth figure in there, the hunched over potted Groot. And this is, it's reminding me so much of the Marvel Universe figures we got, that three-pack where you got Star-Lord, Drax, Rocket, and Tiny Groot.
And I think it's that same one. It's that same one that they've been packing with Rocket Raccoon since Marvel Universe days.
Oh, so it's either completely out of scale in one or completely out of scale in the other.
They figure he's a tree that grows. At some point, it's going to be somewhat accurate. But then there's Drax in there too. And the Drax is, even though it's the comic book style, it's not the same one that we got before. It looks like the new body and definitely new legs.
And new arms. He didn't have metal gloves.
Right. So there's enough newness here to make you want to get it. Yep. So we already have a comic version of Drax. We got the comic version of Star-Lord as a SDCC exclusive. Rocket three times. So yeah, it feels rehashy, but all in all, I think it's done well enough to stand on its own.
I liked it enough to order. I mean, the new Groot head, Gamora, and Star-Lord are worth it alone. And yeah, Drax, the rocket was the only thing that kind of cheesed me off. I was like, oh, come on, guys. Come on.
Hey, look, it didn't take long to get that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. big gun repurposed.
We said it. We called that. This thing looks like it has every weapon Hasbro's ever done. You want a sword, you want a knife, you want a gun.
Oh, yeah.
It does have quite the assortment.
It also looks to have a cosmic cube.
That's what I was going to say. It looks like a Tesseract cube in there, right?
Yeah. Huh. Well, it's comic, so cosmic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I might have to pull the trigger on this one.
Well, we will review it when they ship it. And there's a lot of legends going on online. Amazon, if you are still missing that last wave, and when we reviewed the figures for the show last episode, I'm like, oh, crap, this one has bad paint. I got to replace it. Oh, crap, this one was broken in half. I got to replace it. Oh, crap, I'm never going to get Spider-Woman's wings out. I got to get a second of her, and she had bad paint, so I also have to replace her. Well, Amazon's been getting them in stock at retail lately with Prime shipping. So even Hulk, and Hulk's been a hard one to find. It's $18.20 on Amazon.
Yeah, I mean, out of those last two waves that we just reviewed over the last month or so, there's really not a hard to find figure out there with maybe the exception Daredevil. But I've seen him pop up on Amazon for the same price as these other figures. And then others have even gone down in price. Like if you need an Iron Fist, I see him for $16.99 right now.
Yeah, Daredevil is the hard one. And I've seen people post on our Facebook page and our forums that they're desperately looking for a Daredevil. Right now, as of this recording, the cheapest one is $32 on Amazon, which if you're hunting for him, that's not horrible. It's $12 plus shipping. It's not a Prime shipping offer.
No, but put them on your wish list because a lot of times, though I have these figures, I like to kind of keep track of the prices and rarity. That tells you what's going on at retail, too. And just a couple days ago from the time we're recording, he was at $21.99 there for a while.
Nice.
So they are getting them in still.
And then, of course, don't forget, got to keep an eye on Amazon. Still to come, probably I would now guess around DVD release time, is there Avengers 4-pack with the new Black Widow, Hawkeye, Bruce Banner, and Gold Armor Thor.
Oh, that's right. There's still a lot of Legends coming out just this summer alone.
Yeah, no kidding. And we don't even know what the SDCC exclusives will be. I just pray smaller box. I talked to them at Hasbro about that. Something I don't have to pay oversized shipping for.
Just a 3-pack this year. That's all we need.
Or individually packed figures that nestle. Remember when they did that awesome Fing Fang Foom Build-A-Set at the, you had Hulk, and it was just regular figures, but you got them in a special box, you got them first, and they shipped really easily.
Yeah, that was just a box. We can do that again.
Well, from the low end to the high end, a new Sideshow Premium format figure has come out. It is Spider-Man, and wow, that design is exceptionally precarious.
This one worries me a lot. After the Gwen Stacy incident, I'm very leery of something that's not, you know, anchored with 2 feet, not hanging off the edge of something.
Yeah, I think my Psylocke is leaning because her hair is so heavy, the premium format Psylocke.
Yeah, she is leaning, isn't she?
Yeah, I've noticed a bit of a lean to her.
Then you better stay away from this one.
Well, I don't think it's Arnie. I think it's Sideshow.
According to Sideshow, they are doing a very long, thick metal rod that will go all the way down the girder and into Spider-Man's arm to provide solid, unbending stability.
Okay. So that just means it won't bend where his hand meets the platform, but rather where the shoulder meets the armpit.
That is a possibility. But you have to admit, on a page, this is an incredible dynamic design. I don't think Sideshow has done a piece this impressive since they did for Superman Returns, a Superman holding up Lois Lane.
Oh, yeah. Full props for effort. You know, let's hope it works out because it is kick ass looking.
Yeah, I love the explosion effects at the base. There's a couple pumpkin bombs there, kind of hinting maybe they'll do a companion goblin later on.
There's little tiny rivets in the plates of metal.
The webbing on Spider-Man, it doesn't look like he's cloth like the previous Spider-Man they did 10 years ago now. It's sculpted and it looks like all of the webbing is
recessed in there. Yeah,
that's the word I was looking for.
And he's abtastic, too. He's got like a 34-pack going on there.
How do you think he stands up like that? You got to have some strong core.
I guess.
And the exclusive version, it comes with a kind of silly head, because one of them is squinting in a take-aim mode, one of his eyes.
Oh, yeah. I thought he was making a Deadpool face.
But it also comes with, you know, minor though it may be, a web-shooting hand that looks kind of kick-ass.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it also is a new high for Sideshow. This is their first, you know, pretty regular size. This isn't a Hulk. This isn't an Apocalypse. This is Spider-Man. And yes, it does stand, well, over 2 feet tall. So I guess it is perhaps in line with those. And a thing that I'll have to find special shelf space for. But it's $470.
Yikes.
So I passed on this.
I support that.
I was hemming, I was hawing, I was worried. So I passed on this. Until I woke up the next morning and saw it was already waitlisted in a day. Less than a day.
Ooh.
Do these people not have a Gwen Stacy?
Several of them do. So I put it on the waitlist because I'm like, oh, waitlists are great because you can change your mind, right?
So then did the waitlist get activated?
Not only did the waitlist get activated, Sideshow said it was a mistake to have it waitlisted at all.
So you're screwed?
And, well, I could have canceled. I had 48 hours to cancel.
But you didn't.
No.
At this point, I think they're doing this on purpose because you didn't order on opening day. It's like, oh, Arnie didn't order. We better put it in the wait list. He'll get on.
There are some conspiracy theories about that. That Sideshow does waitlist items they know they have to increase desire for people on the fence. It's worked on me a number of times.
Every time.
I mean, it's not a number of times. Justin's right. It's every time.
It's been like 5 years since I got a waitlist denied, and that was an item that had been sold 3 years ago before that.
So you're really pushing your luck on that one, is what you're saying.
Yeah. It looks nice. Well,
it does. I just hope for everybody's sake involved that it holds up.
I figure I'm going to do this. I'm going to get it, going to inspect it, going to put it back in the box and read what people online say after 60, 90 days. And if it's got some bending problems, to eBay the exclusive version goes.
That's a good plan.
Let it be somebody else's bending problem or somebody else's exclusive item that they can keep in a box until they sell it to the next person.
And that right there is, you just expressed what Sideshow is frustrated about. It's like, these guys are supposed to be collectors. Why are they taking them out of the box anyway?
Because how do you know if you didn't get it screwed?
And then through Sideshow, Hot Toys has just slammed us. There have been 3 new releases since we recorded last. Vision, Iron Legion, and the die-cast Iron Man Mark 45. How many did you order, Justin?
Okay, so you know me, not all in on Hot Toys. And I'm basically at this point only buying the ones that really catch my eye. And out of these 3, which one would you guess caught my eye?
I would guess, because you love the die-cast figures, that the Mark 45 would be the one.
See? And in my mind, I'm like, you know what? I have an Iron Man. And then I looked at Vision. I'm like, oh, he's walking that line of breaking my rule of dudes with shoes and clothes on, you know?
But he's a robot with shoes and clothes on.
Exactly. So he's walking that line. It's like, well, maybe. But out of these 3, you know what? That Iron Legion is the one that really got me. Because it's so unique.
It I knew they were making it, and it really is unique with its neck armature there. They intentionally value priced it as well at $195.
Yep, that was a big deciding factor for me.
They want people to army build. I'm surprised they didn't do a two-pack.
Right.
But the problem I would have about this is he's number three, quite clearly. If you bought two, you still have two number threes. I'd need, like, interchangeable decals or something.
Right. But this is, I mean, the reason that I dig this one is because, you know, we've talked in the past how if you're not all in on something, maybe picking one thing from that era or that movie that will help you remember that movie just at a glance. Well, this was, besides Vision, this is the one thing that I can look at and be like, oh, yep, Avengers 2.
More than Ultron?
Yeah, maybe. You know, I mean, I'm not going to get Ultron because obvious reasons, but this thing is more unique to me than Ultron even. Ultron had a lot of screen time, but these guys were there and gone in a few seconds. Like seeing Ultron on screen so much is almost like seeing Jaws too much. Like once you see him and watch him move and all that stuff, kind of the mystery and all the shine wears off. But these guys, they're still kind of mysterious.
Well, see, this is where if they actually made like a James Spader and he was there as like an associated Tony, you could take Mech Test Tony Stark and pre-Ultron James Spader and have less than zero.
We are getting close. That's going to be Avengers 4. You know that? It's going to be Age Event. It's going to be Avengers 4, less than 0-2.
I'm waiting for Andrew McCarthy to show up in an Avengers movie.
I'm sure he's available.
Of course he is. He's doing Wizard Worlds.
So what about you, Arnie? Which ones of these like really floated your boat and made you click buy right away?
I haven't ordered any yet.
Are you a little Iron Man'd out at this point?
I'm a little broke at this point.
Yeah.
So the one I'm most considering ordering because it's diecast and because it's the character who always sells out the fastest is the Iron Man. I just love what they do in the diecast line.
And that is some sexy, sexy armor.
It really is. I love that armor.
And it's unique enough to be a new armor, too. It's not like going from the 42 to the 43.
So if I were to order one, I would probably order that one. I may just be on pause, but right now there's a lot of boxes coming in, a lot of pre-orders and flex pays coming through. And it's like, I just think I gotta hold off. It's not like the aren't available on the secondary market. They're just a little more expensive. And I've always said, you know, 500 when I have it's better than 300 when I don't.
Exactly.
And space is getting expensive.
Yeah, space is a premium.
Plus, it's just more pictures you have to take.
That too. My backlog is...
We need an intern.
Daunting.
Yes, we do. They need to live near you, though. That's the only problem.
But I did go ahead and place an order. I'm not all out of the game for a pretty expensive Hulkbuster. I got the SH Figure Arts Hulkbuster.
Oh, yeah.
This thing is, like, incredible for an SH Figure Arts. I mean, those are normally, what, 6 inches?
Yeah, they're in the 6-inch scale, maybe slightly smaller than a Marvel Legends figure.
This is almost 10 inches tall.
It's big.
It has tons of articulation. The problem is, it was a Bandai Online Japanese-only exclusive that would not be sold to anyone who ordered in the States.
So how did you get it? Do you have a contact in Japan, though?
I wish. If you're listening in Japan, please drop me a line. And I actually do have a contact in Japan, come to think of it. But because this was a website exclusive, my contact runs an online store. So he wouldn't have been able to get it. But this did show up so briefly on Big Bad Toy Store.
Did this already happen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. This figure wasn't even cheap in Japan. Converting yen to dollars, according to our good friends over at Marvel Toy News, this is about $285.
Yikes.
Big Bad Toy Store got some in. $490.
Ooh.
What? Do we own one?
Well, uh-oh. By the time I got to Big Bad Toy Store, it was sold out.
Okay.
So enough people ordered at that $490.
Uh-huh. I only care about one person.
That's half a Hot Toy Hulkbuster.
So I went to eBay.
So here we go.
to see what the prices were. And I got one for 360 shipped.
Whoa.
About 140 less than Big Bad Toy Store's charging. Shipped to me straight out of Japan.
Is that like straight out of Compton?
So in this way, I was actually glad Big Bad Toy Store sold out really quickly because I might have just clicked buy.
But also with Big Bad Toy Store, you know that you're either going to get it or get a refund. Ordering things directly from a Japanese eBayer, I don't know.
He had eight.
Yeah, and he might have eight people's money.
That's true.
True, but PayPal does have a good six-month dispute policy.
Right, that's right on the edge of being scary because this isn't supposed to come out till January.
True, but if he was really ripping people off, wouldn't you say he had 20?
Yeah, he would get greedy.
Wait, check sellers' other listings. Lots of Japanese toys, no more Hulkbusters.
All right.
So I'm hopeful. I'm optimistic. He has 36,000 positive feedbacks.
That's a good sign. Yeah, if he was like a 20 guy or something, then I'd be a little nervous for you.
Nah, he's got the big blue star.
Very nice. Now I'm a little jealous. Looking on eBay, I'm seeing things that I've never seen before. Like there's one right now where you can buy a deposit ticket. Basically, they're putting money down on a pre-order for this. And then it's an $80 buy it now. And then when it gets ready to ship, you're going to owe another $340.
That doesn't seem too bad.
I've done that a couple of times and it makes me a little nervous, but it's always worked out. And it's specifically with international items like my XM Studios Black Widow statue.
Oh, yeah.
And that way you're only, you know, risking a little bit. But there have been two or three items that I put the deposit down, including Hot Toys, the Red Snapper armor. Sideshow never got the exclusive version with the crushed Iron Man helmet. And so I went overseas to get it because it was a con exclusive over there. And the guy took a deposit first.
Hmm.
And it was like 9 months later. He's like, all right, I got it. Give me the rest of my money.
Well, this feels like one of those things that I'm going to probably wait and see what they do on the secondary market. Because like when Jeff and I talked about this, you know, we were talking about how Iron Patriot and the Mark 42 were, you know, up on Big Bad Toy Store and gone within the same day. And then the secondary market went crazy. And then when I went to go look for them again, they're just regular prices on Amazon now and readily available. Now, this might be different because it's bigger, it's more expensive. And like you said, a website exclusive in Japan only. But you just never know what might happen on the secondary market a year from now.
Very true. I'd definitely say wait and see. I'd also definitely say if you get one at the price I did, buy it.
Yeah.
Because coming out of Japan at $285, by the time you look at shipping and everything else, if you're paying a $50 premium to get it in the States and $20 in shipping, that's a pretty good deal.
Right.
In my mind.
And it's not an unknown company either. It's not like we're throwing that type of money at a company. We have no idea what type of quality their product is. We know Figure Arts and we've been impressed with them. So.
And again, another figure you can put in line with your legends.
Oh, yeah.
Now, from the biggest figures to the smallest, LEGO is going to be having throughout the month of June a free exclusive minifigure, Winter Soldier.
And?
He's free with purchases of $75 or more at the LEGO store or LEGO.com.
And then?
And well, no, and then.
Well, this is giving me an excuse to buy that helicarrier.
And then?
I'll probably go order the rest of the Avengers 2 sets so my wife can also have a Winter Soldier.
There you go.
Huh. Might as well make it three. How many helicarriers were there in Winter Soldier? Four?
I was just going to get one helicarrier, thank you.
So, not being the LEGO guy, why is this guy exclusive? Is it the mask?
No, they've not released a Winter Soldier minifigure.
There's been no Winter Soldier LEGO figure at all? That's crazy.
No, they didn't do too many LEGOs for Winter Soldier. My memory is they only had Captain America versus Hydra.
Okay.
They, at that time, were doing some Spider-Man for Spider-Man 2. They went big for Guardians.
Yeah, maybe he was just overlooked, and now it's a make good.
Yeah, people have been wondering for a long time how a Winter Soldier LEGO would come out, and I think it's been known for several months it was going to be exclusive somewhere, either to Toys R Us, you know how they always get those minifigures. They recently had an Electro, or to Lego.com, and I really expected it to happen the day of Avengers, because when Avengers 1 came out, they had that exclusive Hulk minifigure with order starting that day.
Huh. Now, remember Rocket was just you could go buy him?
Yeah, he was supposed to be free with purchase, but yeah, the stores were like, yeah, it's $3.99 or $2.99.
Yeah, so I might try that, because I'm not going to spend $75 on Lego, but I might try to go buy one for $5 if they're willing to do that.
Well, the difference is Toys R Us had it in their system, whereas Lego is going to be more, no, $75.
Oh, yeah.
If it was Toys R Us, you'd have luck.
Right. It's only when you pay and ship is when you get it. I got it. Well, no, no Winter Soldier minifig for me.
Unless you get a helicarrier.
We'll have a helicarrier building party.
Lots of liquor and Legos. Combo that can't miss.
I can't even put together the four-piece Rocket Raccoon. No.
Yeah, it's not like we can even give you the figures to put together.
She can refill the liquor.
There you
I
go.
Can. I'm a good wench.
And then, of course, speaking of smaller toys, Dorkside Toys is the place to order your newest Avengers Infinite Wave. I got my set in with Daredevil and Doc Ock, Vulture, Thunderstrike, Shanna. We have to review those in the very near future, but you can get the wave or a case right now at dorksidetoys.com, and they have all of the figures individually as well.
Yeah. They also have the individual next wave of Avengers Marvel Legends up for pre-order too. So if you just wanted a couple of those and you weren't going to build the Hulkbuster for some reason, you can do that. Or they also have the full wave ready to go too. And I think those are getting ready to ship in June. So more Legends coming our way real quick.
And if you just want to build the Hulkbuster, they don't have a price for it yet, but you will be able to just buy the Hulkbuster from them and not need to get all the figures. And of course, because they're building Hulkbusters, they also have, for a great discount, loose figures from that entire wave. So if you're just going to open it anyway and not worry about the Hulkbuster, definitely head over to Dorkside Toys. And of course, they're full with Funko Pops, and they don't just carry Marvel. Whether you're looking for Ghostbusters, Transformers, the new Ant-Man Marvel Select, or the latest Star Wars Black Series figures, you can find it all at Dorkside Toys. And finally, speaking of the Funko Pops, Amazon put up for pre-order an exclusive Funko Pop from Ant-Man. It is a glow-in-the-dark yellow jacket.
Woo! That one's kind of goofy looking, with the eyes showing through the mask.
Yeah, but I think it looks a lot like the actual movie guy, you know, compared to several of the others.
Oh, yeah. He's got a Tron thing going on. A little bit of a Tron, a little bit of G.I. Joe movie.
Glow in the dark is always cool, though.
Yeah, especially if he glows yellow like they're trying to make it look.
And I realize Ant-Man is a totally different property than Guardians and Avengers, but their previous pre-orders have sold out hella quick.
Yeah. You know, looking at the box art compared to the actual figure, something's not translating in the sculpt on his head. Like, because when I was looking at the figure, I thought the character might have like a burnt face that the mask was helping out. But if you look at it on the box, it's supposed to be like a honeycomb type of pattern.
It could be the photography too. It may be that translucence doesn't photograph well, and it looks kind of concept arty anyway.
Yeah, I was just seeing it wrong. It looked like burnt, mangled skin to me initially.
Yeah, it kind of did, like Freddy Krueger under there.
Yeah.
Like this is a bubble suit to prevent infection on his burned skin.
Exactly. But the artwork makes it seem more like it's a protective, like maybe polyurethane type of thing. I don't know.
And there is another Pop exclusive.
This just in. News from the web!
You ready for Comic-Con?
Oh my god.
Are we ever ready?
No, we're not.
Well, prepare you must, because the first San Diego Comic-Con exclusives have gone up for order over at AFX Collectibles. They always put up their stuff for pre-order and usually attendee pickup only on some of the items, including one of the ones I wanted. There's an exclusive Pop vinyl. It's a flocked Rocket Raccoon.
Yes, I hope you picked it up.
I did, although I'm a little curious exactly how this differs from last year's flocked Rocket Raccoon, other than the sticker. Yeah, was it at Comic-Con as well?
Yeah, that is the 2014 Funko Pop Guardians of the Galaxy Rocket Raccoon.
At AFX.
Yeah.
You bought one too.
Yes.
It might be the same one.
Maybe different color, like outfit.
Because at C2E2, I found that two of the sellers had not sold through their exclusive Funkos that they had commissioned, and so they're selling them year after year.
I've noticed that at, New York Comic Con, but I think Justin's right. I think this one is a different color. The last one was a bright orange and brown outfit, and this one is a muted orange and black outfit.
Aha. Uh-huh.
There you go. It's totally different.
Again, just like the Rocket White Gloves. That's going to become a saying. It's just like the Rocket White Gloves. 10 years from now, nobody's going to even know what it references. They're just going to be like Rocket White Gloves.
Exactly. So maybe it's even a different head, too. Jeez, I don't know. It's hard to tell. With those bobbleheads, you don't know if it's sitting too high or too low or what, but...
It looks like the same head to me, looking at the pictures of the two. The difference is, for some reason, the new AFX is like a nostril upshot, whereas most of the pictures before were a forehead down shot.
Yeah. Making him look shorter. Now he looks tall with the long neck.
It's his hero shot.
But there's other exclusives already announced too, huh?
Yep, from Diamond, the Age of Ultron Minimates 5-pack with Ultron, Iron Legion, Jules from Pulp Fiction, Iron Man, and John Travolta from Pulp Fiction.
No!
In the small icon, and he's got to admit, it looks kind of like it.
Very close. Once again, I got to call out who's ever doing the photography for these Action Figure Express shots. Get the necks down. Like, Ultron and the Iron Legion both have their heads up way too high.
They're like on pogo sticks.
Yeah.
This looks like Diamond official photography to me, like pre-production Photoshop stuff. And maybe that's how far they go. I don't know. It looks like Nick Fury's neck goes up a bit too. And Iron Man's is a little raised. I don't know, but I ordered the set. I like the movie. It's an exclusive set. I actually really like eye patch and stocking cap Nick Fury.
Yeah, I mean, all these figures are kind of self-explanatory. Ultron, the Iron Legion, the Iron Man, and the Nick Fury is obviously his, where they found him on the farm outfit. But what is Tony wearing? He's got a tie and a vest on. Is that his party attire?
When did he wear that? Was that when they were hanging around at the party?
Was he doing like stand-up comedy in 1987 at some point
Paul
that I missed?
Poundstone's outfit, isn't it?
Totally.
You know, about an hour was cut from that film.
And 30 minutes of it was a changing into vest montage.
He has like 42 vests.
And one of them was going to give him enough power to pick up Thor's hammer, but they figured for the pace of the movie, they needed to cut it. Well, that's just the beginning of the news. I'm sure in the months and weeks to come, we're going to start getting flooded with more and more Comic-Con exclusives that we're going to have to line up for.
Yeah, Entertainment Earth has announced some, nothing Marvel yet. I mean, we got to look at our big hitters. Coda will probably have an Artifacts Plus, and if we're lucky, a Bishojo. And Funko is, of course, going to be a total madhouse in general.
Funko and Hasbro scare me.
Lego, of course, will have something that's going to cost me $800 after the con.
Three last year. Four. Something. I don't know.
You guys just want to switch over to Mattel? That seems easier.
He-Man action news.
Coming to you after Comic-Con.
Now, a final bit of news from the web. Have you guys... I know I've talked about it on the show. I don't know how much we remember because it's not an American company. But do you guys know XM Studios?
They used to be a radio station that Sirius bought?
They're a new statue maker out of Singapore, making extraordinarily limited Marvel statues.
Hmm.
And I talked about them before because one of my favorite artists, Art Germ, designed the art for a couple of their statues. I think when I first brought them up, they had that phoenix with the huge flame thing behind her.
Oh, yeah. We just saw the unpainted prototype at that point, right?
Yeah. And they did a Black Widow based on Art Germ's art. They have a number of other ones out there. They've done a Magneto, a Captain America, a Hulk. And of course, you can't buy them in the States. Unless you're lucky enough to get one from Big Bad Toy Store. And most of these statues are quarter scale. They are doing some sixth scale, so premium format size or hot toy size, but most of them sell out in a matter of minutes at Big Bad Toy Store. And these statues, we were blanching at the $470 for Spider-Man. They're Captain America quarter scale, limited to 500 pieces, $1,200.
Whoa. Is that what $7.99 Singapore dollars translates into?
I'm sure Big Bad Toy Store has a bit of a markup.
Mm-hmm.
They're Thanos, $10.99.99. They're Magneto, and this is supposed to arrive this June, was $8.50. Relatively cheap, all things told. The Black Widow was $659.99. Well, I've had an eBay safe search for them thinking, oh, prices will go down. No, the exact opposite has happened. That Magneto is now a $4,000 statue.
What?
I'm confused. Is someone paying that, or is that what someone thinks they can get for it?
Let me look at sold listings. It has sold for $3,600.
Oh my god. I hope not to Arnie Carvalho.
Oh, hell no. Hell's okay. To the no.
I don't think anyone sells that says that anymore.
They do if they spend $3,600 on a statue.
Yeah, I guess you could say whatever you want.
I was able to pre-order two statues before the heat really turned on to them. Not through Big Bad Toy Store, but through eBay sellers who take their deposits and then take the rest later. I did get a Black Widow. She arrived just a couple weeks ago, finally. I ordered her like 6 months ago, and I paid nowhere near the current going price. She has sold for $1,200.
Yeah, what is going on here?
And I also got a pre-order in on a Phoenix, the two I really wanted before things just went nuts. The Phoenix, I paid perhaps half of the $2,400 she's now selling for.
Sell! Aren't you thinking the same thing, Justin?
Kinda, but it sounds like there might be a reason why these things are skyrocketing.
Well, it's because they're extraordinarily limited. However, they had been doing, in their sixth scale, a large series of X-Men figures. They were doing an entire Sentinel battle, and there's a Wolverine, and Rogue, Nightcrawler, Gambit, Colossus, and a giant Sentinel that they were going to put with it. These were all revealed through their Facebook page. They're sculpting like crazy. Their output is incredible for such a small company. Every time I'm on their page, like once a week, oh, here's an upcoming product. Oh, here's a new upcoming product. Here's a Thor. Or here's a Captain Marvel. It's crazy.
Huh.
But the news came out this week, posted to XM's own Facebook page. So this is not gossip. This is not rumor. In the middle of production, Marvel contacted them and has pulled the license for anything Fantastic Four or anything X-Men.
Which are the two franchises not owned by Marvel for movies.
Yeah.
Right. Are they being that petty?
Apparently. Wow. Isn't that something?
That is. That's a shot across the bow.
I mean, I've wondered for a long time, where is the Magneto and Professor Xavier X-Men First Class Hot Toys that they previewed, what was that, 2011?
Yeah.
And those awful yellow suits, wasn't it?
Those awesome yellow suits.
Yeah.
Okay.
The yellow and blue rocked. That's your favorite X-Men movie.
It is, but that outfit, no good. No bueno.
I beg to differ.
And we've heard firsthand from Hasbro how they have to work really hard to get any X-Men figures in the line. And Kotobukiya has been doing a pretty good job getting some X-Men figures out, and so had XM Studios, and so had Sideshow. But it looks like we can kind of count on all of that to change.
Huh.
So for X-Men collecting fans, well, you're going to save some money the next few years. And where I think this hurts you, Justin, I was thinking about this.
Deadpool.
We were just counting on that Deadpool Hot Toys figure for this coming movie, and now I'm like, probably not.
But still, maybe.
And Diamond has said in their Ask Diamond that they are not making any more select figures for the Fox films.
Wow.
Now, when I first read that, it was before the XM Studios thing, and I thought maybe they were just angry about the Mystique thing and be like, well, we're not going to deal with those draconian, we're going to sculpt it and make it and show it and not be able to sell it thing. But now I'm thinking maybe Marvel said no.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. The loss of a Fantastic Four potential line of stuff is not that big of a hit. But
especially when I've read the behind-the-scenes stuff on this upcoming movie. And is Thing naked in it? I think he's naked.
He might be. X-Men is where it's going to hurt, obviously. And like you said, if that extends to the other properties like Deadpool, that's where it's really going to start to sting. I don't know. Maybe it's a moratorium until these movies are out and they feel like the hype is down. And so they can let them do it after the movies are all done. Who knows? Maybe they're just being that petty and saying, well, if it's not profitable for you to market it, then maybe you'll give us the property back.
Well, keep in mind what came out during the Age of Ultron press junket. Ruffalo finally revealed why there's no solo Hulk film. Because when they made The Incredible Hulk with Norton, they made a distribution deal with Universal, who had also made the Eric Bana Hulk film. And now any solo Hulk film would have to be distributed by Universal. And Disney's like, no, we're not going to give Universal some of our money.
Yeah, I think this is the beginning salvos and them flexing some muscle to try to get everything back under their umbrella.
They have bigger lawyers.
They're Disney now. And I don't know if it's just we want it back or if it's strictly we make money. And we don't want to make some of the money. We want to make all of the money. And we can't get X-Men back for the foreseeable future. They've got plans to make tons and tons of movies. As long as those movies make money, they're going to keep making the movies. But we don't have to license that. We don't have to allow toys and things to build hype for that. And that's okay. There are a lot of great movies that don't have toys made. It just kind of sucks that we're collectors and we won't be able to get them. Even on the comic likenesses, the movie likenesses, it looks like, I mean, XM Studios and Diamond are kind of telling us it's going away. You hope you really like these Avengers, or they're trying to push the Inhumans, but that's like my parents telling me Lawrence Welk is cool.
Hey, I used to watch Lawrence Welk at my grandma's house when I was little.
Exactly.
So did I. Now I need to take a nap.
Don't forget your prune juice.
Yeah, I mean, they've done similar things in the comic books, too. You know, I mean, isn't Fantastic Four, for all intents and purposes, canceled at this point?
Yeah, the characters are still around, but this year was like their 60th anniversary and they don't even have a book.
Right. Well, time will tell what the major game plan is, or if, like you said, they're just kind of flexing their muscle and saying, hey, you can make your movies, but we're not supporting you with toys and merchandise.
Yeah, it's just so horrible because X-Men was the comic in the 90s. I wasn't in the X-Men that hard, you know? But all my friends, they kind of laughed at me because I was reading Spider-Man and Hulk. They viewed those as kiddie. They're like, oh, we're reading the dark X-Men books and buying 80 a month. Because remember all those X titles? I mean, yeah. X-Factor, X-Force, Extreme, Generation X, X-Men, Uncanny X-Men, the Cyclops solo book, the Storm solo book, the Gambit solo book.
Which all led to Triple X, right?
Yeah, it was. I would say it was extraneous.
Ha!
But I just thought it was worth bringing up on a collectible show that for our show, they might be extinct.
Well, especially compare that to the news that, you know, a press release went out today that they're all excited to announce merchandising for Daredevil since the Netflix series was so popular. Well, that's a property owned by Marvel. They control it. And they maybe underestimated the popularity of it. And now they're rushing to get merchandise out there. And if you read the list of merchandise they're putting out, it's all the easy, quick stuff to make. It's t-shirts, bags, mugs, buttons, you know? So it's like they're trying to make sure people can't do what they're not doing until their shirt's going to make money. It's a little heavy-handed.
It's a little obvious, but, you know, this is to us. We're in a little bit deeper than the majority of the people. We're following these companies like we own stock in them, which I do not.
True. Very true.
So I'm still hopeful, though. I mean, Kotobukiya, I'm looking to you guys. Fight the good fight. Keep the X-Men going. There's some of my favorite characters in there, like Gambit. And, of course, Deadpool.
Exactly.
Both of whom I think are getting movies next year. So good movie year for us.
Merchandising up in the air at this point.
Well, we just got to get on buying that 3D printer. Then you can sculpt us some.
There you go.
We haven't at work. It's not that impressive yet.
Yeah, the tech's not there just yet. But, you know, a few more years and we might be Marvelicious making our own toys.com.
It's great if you want something in a primary color or gray.
And kind of fuzzy.
Well, Justin's good at painting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can paint.
It is kind of pixelated, isn't it?
But I do have that XM Studios Black Widow here. I'm aching to open her up. So we will do that on the next show in 2 weeks. We're not going to take another number of weeks off.
Nope, we're back. We're back on schedule, and it's getting into the heart of con season, so you're going to be hearing from us quite often.
So all that and more on the next Marvelicious Toys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marvelicious Toys. If you enjoyed this podcast, please help our show by leaving us a 5-star review on iTunes. There's even more Marvelicious content at our website, marvelicioustoys.com. At the site, you can see pictures of the products we discussed, find checklists for Marvel toys, talk and trade toys in the Marvelicious forums, and much more. It's all at marvelicioustoys.com. You can see more videos and reviews by subscribing to the Marvelicious Toys YouTube channel. You can find the link from our homepage. We want to hear your thoughts on Marvel collectibles. You can leave reports of your latest toy finds as well as product reviews on our voicemail at 803-MARVEL-4. That's 803-627-8354. Or email an MP3 or iPhone voice memo to show@marvelicioustoys.com. Marvelicious Toys is produced and edited by Arnie Carvalho. Marvelicious Podcast video enhancement by Andrew, Daryl, Josh, and Barrett. Marvelicious website design by Jason. Graphic design by Justin. Photo editing by Curtis and Jeff. Announcements by Brock. If you also like Star Wars collecting is covered at our other podcast, Star Wars Action News, which you can find at swactionnews.com. If you want to hear reviews of every movie ever based on Marvel Comics, check out those reviews and hundreds more on the Now Playing Podcast at nowplayingpodcast.com. Marvel Comics and all that the Marvel Multiverse contains are the intellectual property of Marvel Entertainment Incorporated, a subsidiary of the Walt Disney Company, and no infringement is intended. Marvelicious Toys is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2015, all rights reserved, and no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
Issue 143.
The I Love You issue.
Yes.
I don't get that.
143. That's pager speak.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
When you couldn't put words into a pager, what you'd do is just do one for I, four for the letters in love, and three for the letters in you. And so when you had a pager between drug deals, you'd sometimes see 143 or 1433 for I love you too.
See, I was going to say my knowledge of beeper speak was 911, call me right away, or yeah, boobs you could always do. Mm-hmm. Boobies.
Mm-hmm. Bathtub liners, like rebath. They were next to the LASIK surgery girls who were really trying to give away LASIK surgery.
Did you guys get the exclusive caulking?
Marjorie got it.
And we're back. And monster truck rallies on Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. And sometimes on Thursdays.
But usually Sundays.
Right.
The best thing ever is one time we were in, one of the times we were in Florida, we liked to listen to Mexican radio stations, and they had an ad for the truck pull, and the guy kept going, Domingo, Domingo, Domingo. It's like they think that that's what Americans like to hear.
We do need to hear the rule of three.
Yeah.
Here are a couple inserts for C2E2.
Yeah, I got a sketch.
Oh, at Wizard?
No, at C2E2.
We talked about your rocket.
Now it's time to talk about my rocket.
Let's all take a moment and talk about Justin's rocket. Don't you remember from a big splurge? Not on Justin's rocket. Quickie sketches for $20, or I come back the next day and get it.
So what she's saying is she's always up for a cheap quickie.
I am up for a cheap quickie. Keep that in mind.
We're old.
Yeah, we are.
Oh my god, my watch turned on and I said, so LOL, and my watch goes, I make you laugh? Is it going Joe Pesci on me? Do you think I'm funny?
No, I'm really scared because Alexa is randomly been starting up too.
We have way too many droids.
Yeah, you have too many things that will answer you.
And not one responds to Jarvis.
Oh.
There's just not after the Mary Jane incidents.
No, Gwen Stacy. Mary Jane's okay. Been solid. She's kneeling.
Of course she is.
And we can get Jamie Gertz, no problem.
Probably not. She's loaded.
Oh, it's because they're real and they're fantastic.
Yes, but yeah, she married well.
Isn't she married to Dean Cain?
No.
Isn't that just Smallville or whatever that Superman show was?
I don't know what Superman show that was.
I thought there was a Superman show with Dean Cain and Jamie Gertz.
Not Jamie Gertz. It was, you're completely confused with Terry Hatcher. The real
Terry Hatcher
is Terry Hatcher. And
I conflated those two ladies. I'm sorry. If either of you are listening, you're both wonderful in your own rights.
I'm sure that both of them are like, honey, he said I was okay.
Can I still say Hella? Is Hella still a saying?
I have no idea.
Was that left in the 90s?
It might have been.
Here, hold on.
Are you Urban Dictionary?
You got me feeling hella good, so I'm going to keep on
I'm
going to
tell you the 5 words that are on Fleek for 2015.
Yeah, but this could have been on Fleek for 2001.
I knew guys in college that came from Vegas, so this is like 92, and they're the first people I ever heard say hella. And I was like, what's this? So it's old.
You can say it's on Fleek. Or it's turning up.
Or if you wanted to be totally cool, you could say it's on point.
No, on Fleek.
On Fleek is cooler than on point?
Oh, yeah. On point's if you're in a meeting.
Oh.